The Bajamoan, the telling of events, a series focusing on both the oral and written histories of the White Earth Reservation and Northern Minnesota regions, with an emphasis on Native American histories.
This is a story that's a Tsimshian story about Ondeg, or the Raven. It comes from the book The Mythology of Native North America by David Leeming and Jake Page. Tsimshian the Raven. At this time, the animal people lived Odenong in a village at the tip of Haida Gwaii. That's up in the northwest of the Pacific. It was always dark, Dipikog, it's nighttime. The Ogama, the chief's beloved and spoiled son, Kusis, grew ill and died. And his parents wailed and moaned for days, demanding also that the others of the village join in the mourning. Then one day, the mother went to the loft where the boy's body had been put, and she saw a young man who shone in the brightness of fire. The young man explained that heaven was irritated by all the wailing and had sent him down to calm the people's minds and hush them up. Both parents were overjoyed, thinking that this was their son returned to them from the dead. But the young man refused to eat, and the mother began to worry, fearing that he might die again if he didn't eat. She tried one food after another, but nothing would awaken the young man's appetite. He noticed that these two men who worked for his father both ate large quantities of food. "You don't want to be like us," they said. "We eat our own scabs to get hungry." At this, he scraped a scab from his leg and gave it to the young man in a dish of whale meat. The young man tried it, and then he was buck a day. He is hungry. After that, he did nothing but eat, growing bigger and bigger until the town's entire food store was gone. By now, his father, the Ogama, was ashamed and gave him the skin of a raven, Ondeg, to wear, and called him Misabi, or a giant. He handed Misabi a bladder full of seeds and told him to fly over to the mainland and plant berries on the hillsides and put fish eggs in the stream so that there would be plenty for him to eat. He also gave him a round stone to rest on when he got tired. On the way across the water, Misabi dropped the stone and became a large rock on which he rested. Then he flew on, and after scattering the fish eggs and sowing the seeds, the meanin, he thought it would be easier to collect food if there was light. Now he knew light was to be found in heaven, so he flew up through the clouds in the form of Ondeg, or a raven, and there he found the daughter of heaven's chief was about to drink from a pot of water. He changed himself into a cedar leaf and floated in the water, and the girl swallowed him and got pregnant. So Giant was born into the Sky Chief's house and stole daylight, which he found hanging from the ceiling in a box. He took it back, Mama Aking, and where he landed, the Omakaki and Niniwug, the frog people, were fishing in the dark. He told them to throw him a certain kind of fish called a candlefish. The frog people, the Omakaki and Niniwug, refused, so he opened up the box to spite them. And the world was filled with light. People started to call him Chemsen. As he wandered along in the earth, he had many adventures and accomplished many things. He met Asin, Stone, and Elderberry, who were arguing about which of them would be the first to give birth. If it would be Stone, Asin, who delivered first, all the creatures would live forever. But Chemsen reached over and touched Elderberry, and she delivered first, and that's why people die, and why elderberries grow on their graves. In this way, Chemsen, the raven, went about stealing fire for the people, making the tides come and go, making it so that the animals and the people had to couple to make children, and teaching people how to cook fish. Oh, Chemsen did plenty of things on this earth before he turned into a stone shaped like his former self. But somewhere in the east, he still lives. And if you are wandering that way, he might help you out. Miigwech miu.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.